And flip some papillas if he's educated as that is. 08/19/2023. Dictation is for Elmer Carballo. Carballo spells C-R-B-A-L-L-O. Elmer spells E-L-M-E-R. Date of birth is 08/07/1984. This is a 39-year-old gentleman here with right upper quadrant abdominal pain. Patients say that this has been going on for approximately 3 months, and it's been getting worse, period. Described pain as uncomfortable. Said pain comes and goes. Said pain is not associated with food and is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, patient indicated that he is an everyday alcohol user and would like to stop. He said if we can give him something to stop drinking, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none. Past psych history, depression. Next paragraph, surgical history, right toe amputation. Next paragraph. Social history, he endorses alcohol and denies tobacco or drug use. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 98% at room air. Blood pressure 153/108. Pulse 97. Respiration 18. Temperature is 97.9. PNS paragraph HENT normal. S paragraph neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. PNS paragraph abdomen soft, tenderness and the palpation in the right upper quadrant region. Liver is mildly enlarged. No peritoneal signs. No rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles, eboli, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is alcohol abuse. Number two, abdominal pain. Number three, elevated blood pressure, period. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about his condition and the role alcohol plays in probably his blood pressure and his liver. A pain in the right upper quadrant region. An ultrasound was done today. Ultrasound reveals enlarged liver with no mass or calcification. Next paragraph. We talked about the importance of medication and the importance of complying with the medication and the importance of not drinking while on this medication. He was sent home with disulfiram, 500 milligrams. He would take 1 POQAM for 14 days, number 14. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Labs were drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP. GGT. Ultrasound was done of his liver. Ultrasound revealed enlarged liver. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. Disulfiram, 500 milligrams. He would take 1 PO in the AM for 14 days. He will return to the clinic in 14 days for re-evaluation. He says he understands and will comply. End of dictation.